crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Going to talk more high school baseball. Coming up this weekend, we have the 3A state championship tournaments, round one and two. Yesterday, we talked to Coach Jeff Cincineros, the Dinos, playing host to the first two rounds. Emory, on the other hand, will travel. They're going to go to Nephi. First round matchup for the Spartans, Morgan Trojans. That's what's up. An 8-9 matchup. A win there could put Emory into the next round against possibly JUAB. We'll talk about that and more right now with manager Rob Smith, who is joining us in studio. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan.
And Coach, this is a fun time of the year. I know that yesterday there was a lot of anticipation. Where are you going to be? You and I had talked, and it was, you had the mindset of it could be anywhere from 7 to 10, which is quite the fluctuation, and the RPI was really that close. I mean, honestly, you could have been a 7, you could have been a 10.
Yeah, I mean, kind of looking at it, the 10 spot, there is a little bit, about a little over a 1 point differential in the RPI there. So kind of wonder if it's that 7 through 9, but you know, we take care of a few games, we might be that 6-5 range. So
that's the difficult part about the RPI. Every game actually means an awful lot. And if we go back to the season ending series against Richfield, two losses should have been two wins. I mean, we could just say it should have been two wins.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
So this late in the season, Coach, how does the team respond to losses and to you saying, look, guys, we eliminate this mistake, and it's typically a singular mistake that has cost you guys late in the season, especially after the way you rallied back to Carbon. How does the team respond to that?
I mean, practice, we've been good. We've been working on defense, and that's kind of been our downfall lately in those close games, is a couple errors here and a couple errors there, and it ultimately cost us the game. If you think back about the first game with Carbon, it's a 0-0 game. We have a couple errors. They score 6 runs off 3 errors. Game gets out of hand after a few more errors. Without the errors, it's a close game with Carbon there too. Even the game we did win Carbon, couple errors, they score runs off that. Richfield, you know, 5 errors in the last 3 innings. We end up blowing a 10-6 lead. So, yeah, I mean, it comes down to playing clean baseball, kind of what I've preached all year. And that's what we've been working on. Hopefully we can get our minds right and go play clean baseball for a few more games here.
When you mentioned 5 errors, I think a lot of that matters with context as well. If you don't commit the first error, you're not in a position to commit the second or third error. And that's the one thing I think we overlook when we look at box scores and errors. One error could lead to another just based on opportunity for the opposition.
Right, and it does for sure. You make the first play on an error, you may not, I mean, you may be out of the inning. Mm-hmm. You may not be. And so that's what it comes down to, is making the plays we should make and going from there.
Well, let's talk about the first round matchup. We get Morgan. This is an 8 seed. It's a pretty good 8 seed, actually, as well. I mean, there is a sample size there looking at Morgan and some common opponents and everything that you can kind of dissect and look back on. How comfortable are you with this first round matchup?
I'm happy with whoever we play. I feel like we have the ability to beat anybody if we play clean baseball.
As far as how you handle the rotation, and this is one of the great things about not playing this week. I know there's a lot of negatives about not playing, but one of the great things is you have a lot of pitching and every arm is going to be available. So how do you handle that, knowing that if you win 2 games in 2 days, you're in a terrific spot? If you lose that first game, it's a long, long road back to win a state championship.
Yeah, I mean, we're going all in to win the first one and then play on from there. I feel like we have the pitching to compete. Going forward, we just, you know, we got to throw strikes, got to make plays.
As far as the one game at a time mindset, I mean, if you have to, you throw everyone in that first game, right? I mean, you empty the bullpen if you have to.
Yeah, and that was our discussion with the coaching staff yesterday, is, you know, go in it to win it the first game and adjust with pitching after that.
Outside of that, you'll more than likely see JUAB in the second round, and I don't want to look past Morgan by any stretch of the imagination. I know that that's a tough opponent, but Juab in the second round at Juab, and that's a team that we have seen once already this season.
Yeah, and they're a good ball club. But looking at common opponents with them, Carbon played them well, Union played them well. We've played both of them as well and played decent games against them. We did struggle a little bit against Union. It was a downpour, and you know, a couple errors hurt us in that one. But we make a few plays, we're right in it with Union there. And that's what I mean. If we play good, clean baseball, I feel we have a chance to beat anybody.
Again, our guest right now is manager Rob Smith of the Emory Spartans as we preview what lies ahead this weekend, round one, round two of the 3A state championship tournament. Again, Emory's going to travel to Nephi for two games in one day. Starting coach, I know you guys get the early game. I mean, it's early in the morning, so you got the long bus ride, then you got an early game.
Yeah, they switched it up on us yesterday afternoon after the RPI came out. Moved us from the 12:30 game to the 9 a.m. game. It's going to be a challenge for both teams. We both have to wake up and be there. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you, is that the way you handle it? You just wake up early? What time do you guys leave on Friday, Saturday? What's the plan?
We're actually going to go tomorrow night, get a hotel room, try to let the kids sleep a little better, sleep in a little bit longer, so, and go from there.
I know that's not always an option, right? So you guys are in a good spot to be able to do that.
Yeah, That's what we fundraise for, and the community helps a ton with that, and we thank them for that. And so,
how have you handled practice this week? Has it been more of a relax, let's ease our minds, or is it a go, knowing you haven't played any games? How did you handle that?
So we scrimmaged the first couple of days of practice this week, just let the kids throw, try to get some at bats looks that way, and the pitchers getting some looks at batters. Yesterday we had a defensive practice and hit. So today we're going to go at it again, and you know, this is what we've played all year for, and that's the mindset I want them to have, is hey, it's time to go. So
yeah, it definitely is time to go, and it's always the thought, you know it or you don't at this point in time. And these kids know it, coach. There have been instances where they have played clean baseball and you guys get a win. I mean, it's really simple.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you look at the games we have won, you know, we're one or two errors here and there. Nothing big that's cost us. But the games we've lost that I feel we shouldn't have lost, you know, we're in that 4 or 5 range.
Let's talk about individual play. Who are some kids that you feel are peaking offensively at the right time? I know that's always important as well. So who are some kids right now that just seem to have confidence in the box and are seeing beach balls right now?
I don't know if I can really pick out one. They're all kind of just swinging it well. Jax Madsen, he's been swinging it well all year. I think he has one strikeout on the season. Always putting the ball in play, doing really well that way. Luke Stiltson, same. Riker starting to swing it well. Trevin swings it well when he's in there, and then Jace Mangum swings it well as well. So
with all that being said, coach, in the state tournament, I've always had the mindset of pitching. You need pitching. There's no question. But at some point in time, everyone's pitching is going to be a little depleted, and you have to score runs. I mean, you may have to eke out a 12-10 win in the state tournament. We've seen it in the past.
Right. And that's, I mean, I think we all have the ability to score that many runs. You are going to run into good pitching, and it might be a 2-1 ball game. But at the same time, we got to give ourselves a chance when we do have runners in position to score.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about the importance of coming out of the first weekend with two wins, because, coach, it's such a gauntlet. And even though you have a lot of arms, it's never easy to work your way through that one loss bracket. We've seen an Emory team do it before, and it was kind of amazing, honestly, the way they managed to do that. So when you look at the importance of staying out of that loser's bracket past the first weekend, how do you view that?
I mean, it's huge. It definitely will save arms in the long run. Like I said, I feel we have a good chance if we play clean baseball.
The goal is always a state championship.
Yep.
That's always the goal. The kids buy into that mindset.
Yeah, they've really been talking about it. Like, hey, let's go get one. Let's do it. That's what it's going to come down to, is going and doing it.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun to follow along the way. I really appreciate you taking out the time to come into the studio today to talk about it. Last question before I let you go. When you talk to the team on Saturday morning before you take the field, it's a spot you've been in now for a couple of years. Have you changed your approach to make the kids, I guess, ease the nerves a little bit? I mean, what have you learned as a coach going into the state tournament? Maybe something that you have to do to help them out.
One thing I've really kind of focused on is having more empathy for them, kind of trying to understand what situation, what mindset they're in. You know, I know my mindset, and that's kind of what is, just try to figure out what mindset they're in and help them relax with that mindset. Instead of my mindset kind of pressuring them to being ready, kind of get them, have the empathy with them to say, hey, what do I have to do to help them get ready?
Well, Coach, again, thank you for taking out the time to come in today. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Best of luck on Saturday.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to be joined by Jimmy Fela. You listen to him in the mornings here on KOAL. We're going to have a conversation on sports and also what's going on in his neck of the woods. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.